Hello, my name is Kudzai, and I'm your host for this Shona Language Podcast. Today, we'll begin with an introduction that will help us dive right into our lesson by learning greetings. Shona is a language spoken in the great country of Zimbabwe, Africa. The Shona people are very loving, lively, and have a beautiful language which reflects the rich culture of Zimbabwe. Because Shona is such a diverse language, there are many ways to say hello. In this lesson, we'll learn three ways which can be used at any time. Let's begin. Moro. This means hello. Moro. Moro. And it's used when greeting a close friend or a person who's not yet an adult. For example, if you're walking down the street and see a child coming from school, you say, Moro. Or if you meet your good friend Fungai at the store, you say, Moro Fungai. Now, we've learned our first greeting, but so far we only know how to greet close friends and young people. How do we say hello to someone who is an adult? We simply add yi at the end of the word, the letters yi, and suddenly the greeting is becoming very respectful and appropriate in greeting an adult. Moroi. This means hello. In Shona, when addressing adults, you speak in plural forms, as if you're addressing more than one person. So when you see a man walking down the street, you say, Moroi. Moroi. And again, that's used when greeting an adult. Let's have a quick quiz. You see your friend Tatenda taking a jog down Harare Drive. What do you say? Moro Tatenda. You're introduced to a little girl named Rumbi. How do you greet her? Moro Rumbi. You pass by a woman carrying a baby on her back while skateboarding down Samora Michelle Avenue. What do you say? Moroi. Very good. Now here's a good one. You see two children playing soccer and you want to greet them. What do you say? There are two of them, not one. How do you greet these children? Guess what? You say, Moroi. That's right. Remember we said, Moroi is the plural of Moro. It's used to address more than one person or an adult. So, if you see two women, five girls, 10 people, 20 children, you simply say, Moroi. Adding yi, that is, yi, to Moro, makes it plural. So Shona addresses adults as if they were more than one person. Isn't that nice? Okay, one more quiz question. You meet the CEO of a major corporation. What do you say? Moroi. Then you turn around to see all of his employees sitting in a large auditorium. What do you say? Moroi. Great job. You're well on your way to speaking and understanding Shona. Now I promised you three ways to say hello, and so far we've only learned two. Moro and Moroi. Now let's learn one more. This one is very casual and can be used when addressing anyone. Of course, like in any language, casual greetings are good in a casual atmosphere. For example, you wouldn't say, "What's up?" to the Queen of England. You'd most likely say, "Hello." Keep this in mind when learning a new language. Our last greeting is, "Jirisei." Jirisei. Jirisei. This is literally translated, "How is it?" And in Shona, it's equivalent to "What's up?" Let's practice. Jirisei Fungai. Jirisei Tatenda. Jirisei Rumbi. That's it for today. Practice those three greetings, and we'll be back again next time with much more in Lesson 2. Let's recap. Moro. Saying hello to a close friend or a young child. Moroi. Saying hello to an adult or two or more people. Jirisei. Saying what's up to anyone. A casual greeting. Until next time, toonana. Oh, by the way, toonana means goodbye. I'll throw that one in as a bonus. Toonana. If you have any questions or comments or just want to say hi, send me an email. The email address is shona at kudzai.net. That's Shona, like the language, Shona, at kudzai, that's KUDZAI.net. Shona at kudzai.net.